After a tumultuous 3 days, Idaho lawmakers have passed a bill limiting civil liability for businesses, schools, and others related to the coronavirus. James Dawson has more.
It took hours of testimony over the course of several days, which was at times interrupted by protesters before the civil liability bill could even be debated by lawmakers. The bill protects businesses, schools, and local governments from civil lawsuits if someone says they contracted COVID-19 there. Most Democrats, including Senator Grant Burgoyne, opposed it. He said that it goes against a lesson he was taught as a young child.
If you break it, you fix it. It's so obvious, even a child gets it. When we grow up, what do we call it? Accountability and responsibility.
But Republican Senator Todd Lakey says it will give peace of mind to those who are covered, including public schools.
Of course, our schools are primarily focused on the education of our children, but this is in the back of their mind. And this will help provide some comfort to them and from my perspective, hopefully help them reopen sooner.
The vehement opposition to the bill by protesters suddenly dissipated last night, despite many of them having testified against it earlier in the day. That was after one part of the proposal was removed that would have yanked immunity for businesses if they didn't follow public health mandates like mask orders. The bill now heads to the governor's desk for his signature. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.